Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to Front Stretch, to Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan, alongside the guy that has been fairly busy the past couple of days calling some VCU baseball for the A-10 tournament, VCU alum Adam Cheek. Adam, what's going on, my friend? You've had a busy couple of days.
It has been. VCU's one win away from clinching the A-10 tournament, which is great. It was a blowout yesterday, 15-4 of St. Joseph's, and then they moved on today and beat Rhode Island 10-4, came back in the late innings, scored six runs in like the seventh or the eighth. And it was an entertaining game. It's been a busy couple of days. Did those games. I produced a Squirrels doubleheader last night. I'm doing that tonight. It's been a rough few days, but to all our listeners, if anyone hears me sounding kind of hoarse, this is why. I've called one game solo, and that was today, and one game yesterday with someone, but also did most of the play-by-play. So I'm going to like rest my voice for the entire next week after the championship game tomorrow, which hopefully goes off without rain.
And Sunday's edition of Stock Car Scoop. But yes. Before we record Sunday's edition of Stock Car Scoop, we got to preview the races for Memorial Day weekend. That is the greatest weekend of racing in the entire year. In the entire year, that being what used to be Monaco, then Indy, then Charlotte. Now it's just Indy and Charlotte since Monaco was last week. Adam, it's the greatest weekend in all of racing. Let's dive into the Coca-Cola 600. I mean, despite the prestige, Adam, there's some NASCAR fans that believe it's way too long of an event. It's 600 miles. Do you agree with them, or do you like it being the longest race of the year?
Okay, so on one hand, I do, because especially since it's obviously the only race that's longer than the general 500-mile distance, it feels longer, it is longer, you feel the distance. But at the same time, I'm cool with having one of those a year. You know, all the races are 400, 500 miles, why not have a 600 here and there? I think it felt longer, especially in past years with having the triple header that Sunday with Monaco in the morning, Indy in the afternoon, and the 600 at night, but which I was cool with. It just feels, you know, the entire day of racing, but I can just live with the one race being longer than usual.
Adam, we have not seen a NASCAR driver attempt the Indy Charlotte double since almost 10 years ago. It's been 8 years when Kurt Busch did it in 2014. Now, if someone does it, who do you think should run the double next? And is it hurting the sport not having someone attempt to do it?
I think Kyle Busch would be a good choice. He did the Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona, and he has the versatility down to a science already between trucks and Xfinity and Cup. But if not him, it'd definitely be fun to see maybe Chase Briscoe, given his ties to the track and the area. Maybe Austin Cindric doing it for Penske in the coming years once he joins Penske and Cup. Or even James Davison, because he ran the 500 last year, ended up crashing out or having problems a few laps in, but doing both in one day that's got to be on his bucket list for anyone that's driven both IndyCar and NASCAR. But I really don't think it's hurting the sport necessarily. I think it'd be nice to have someone do it every few years for sure, because Kurt Busch feels like ages ago doing it in 2014. But I don't think it's hurting it that badly. I think the 600 holds enough on its own, but at the same time, it'd be really fun to see someone do the 500 and 600 again. So yeah, go for it. Kyle Busch, Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe, James Davison. Do it. Start doing it.
I really like that Austin Cindric pick. I would not be surprised to see him do it, because obviously you got Tim Cindric on the Penske side of things. I really like that, Adam, so I'm glad you mentioned him. One final thing, Cheek, before we let you go. The All-Star Race usually is at Charlotte the week before the All-Star Race. And now, with it moving to Texas in the summer, do you miss it being at Charlotte and being part of the hype leading up to the Coca-Cola 600?
So I do miss it at Charlotte a little. I think we got better racing there for the All-Star event than we will at Texas this year. But I still like the idea of it actually rotating around the country, you know, each year to a different track each year. I will say it does hurt the buildup to the 600 a little bit. We used to have, you know, the All-Star race Saturday night, the weekend before the 600, and one other series racing that first weekend. Then the second weekend is the other lower series and the 600 on back-to-back days. And also the All-Star race, you know, you had the Sprint Showdown and then the All-Star race. So that's like five events in 2 weeks. But I think it hurts more, at least this year, having Monaco a week prior to the 600, because personally, the buildup for me was always more of a single day thing. It was like, oh my God, I'm going to get up at 9 a.m. I'm going to see Monaco. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to have like an hour. And then the 500 is going to be on. I'm going to have an hour. And then the 600 is going to be on. It was like back to back to back. And you got a little bit of a breather in between. But Monaco, the 500, the 600, I feel like by the time the checkered flag flies Sunday night, not having Monaco, I'll feel like the day was missing something. I don't know. I do think the All-Star races removal hurts, that build up. But then again, I like the rotating idea. So, and the full day of racing being cut by a third seems to hurt more than just moving the All-Star race away from the week prior.
I mean, I agree with you on that aspect. I think for the All-Star race, I just miss, like, I felt like the Sprint Showdown was always the better of the race before the All-Star race.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Guys just going all out because it was two 20-lap segments. It was the best kind. And then you had the All-Star race, which is getting more and more kind of not so lame, but non-dramatic, I should say.
I'm
a little bit mixing it up, but it does feel like some of the flavor is getting out, so to speak.
The last time we had drama might have been 2019, where you had like Bubba Wallace and Daniel Suarez going at it for one of the segment wins. And you had, I think that was the same year that Bowyer went after Newman on pit road after the race. And that Larson raced his way into from the showdown and then won the All-Star race. So yeah, I think it's entertaining, but I also like the idea of seeing different tracks every year. But then again, at the same time, it's Charlotte's NASCAR's hub. It felt right.
I totally agree. And it is going to be weird. It is. But I'm looking forward to it. Adam, we do every single, usually Thursday, we're recording this on a Friday for one time. Like we do it every single week. I need a pick for the latest race in the NASCAR Cup Series. And switching it up a little bit, my friend, I'm going to pick the greatest spectacle of racing. So who, my friend, is going to win the Indianapolis 500?
So I have a bunch of people that I wouldn't be surprised to see win, but I think this year I'm going to go with Alexander Rossi because 2 years ago he had that incredible battle with Simon Pagenaud for the win that Pagenaud came out on top with. And then I believe last year, because 2020 feels so long ago and felt like it lasted 10 years, he was the one that was charging towards the front and then ended up getting caught in a wreck and looked fast. So I think he's going to be my main pick. But I'll throw in a dark horse as well. I was leaning on Pablo Montoya, but if I had to pick some guy as a dark horse near the front, I think I might go with Colton Herta. I think he's mostly only won on road courses in Indy, but he's fast. He qualified second, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him in victory lane, if not this year, pretty soon.
Adam, my pick has won this race 3 times. Has not won, though, since 2009. Also won it back-to-back years in 01 and 02. He runs a part-time schedule. Adam, I'm going to go with the man that we call the boy from Brazil. Hélio Castroneves, my friend. Hélio Castroneves is going to win and get the job done.
Get the job done in a part-time schedule, which he's been doing for some time.
Exactly. His last full-time season was in 2017. Ran 2 races in 2018 and 2019, and then already run 3 races so far in 2021. So, my friend, I got Elio. You got Alexander Rossi. Last but not least, Coca-Cola 600. Who is going to be walking away after the longest race of the year with the trophy?
I'm very torn on where to go with this because there's a lot of guys I feel like are good at Charlotte. There's been so many first-time winners this year, or a couple first-time winners, but there's been so many different winners this year. I got to go with Martin Truex Jr. He's looked so strong this year. He's won at Charlotte at least a couple of times, and I it's so hard to pick against him, and I think Truex will get the job done.
I wanted to pick Chase Elliott. I mean, he's the latest winner at that track, so to speak, but I'm going to go, man, I really wanted to pick Denny Hamlin as well. I can't. I'm going to go with Brad Keselowski. He won this race in 2013, and he won the race in 2020. I think he's going to go back-to-back and get the job done. They went 608 miles last year. I think they won't have a green-white checkered this year, or NASCAR playoffs, as they call it now. And I think Bad Brad goes to victory lane back-to-back in the longest race of the year.
Okay. I can see that, especially after last year. Yeah.
Exactly. Adam, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Let's chat on Sunday to recap the greatest spectacle of racing and the Coca-Cola 600.
Sounds good. I'll see you then. 1,100 miles of racing in the span of about 8 or 9 hours. So can't wait for Sunday. Looks like I'll be able to watch the 500. I will be working that night, but I will be watching the 600 on the TV. That's actually right behind me. We're recording this at the studio, so I'll be recording or watching it on the TV there.
Nice. I love it. I will be in my man cave at my house. barely gave me the authority to give me my man cave space. So I got that. And so I'll be basically in there all day watching 1100 miles racing. And I'm so excited for that. Adam, everybody can follow Adam on Twitter at Adam in Cheek. You can follow me on Twitter at the Brian Owen. Follow us on Twitter at Front Stretch. And for all the latest on the greatest spectacle of racing and the greatest weekend of racing, frontstretch.com. For Adam, I'm Brian Owen, folks. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance. And when you get a chance, please get a vaccine.